I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Tuesday, December 7th. Quincy school officials say they will add books from more diverse authors, implement more culturally diverse curriculum and culinary dishes, and train staff on cultural, social, and emotional learning, all in response to recent incidents of hate speech and racism that prompted a student walkout at Quincy High School last month. Officials say they are taking the issue very seriously and are open to more changes. Quincy Ward 2 City Councilor Anthony Andronico will be holding a virtual community meeting today to discuss a proposal to tear down the home at 49 Shea Street and put up a new two-family, three-story townhouse with four parking spaces. The meeting will be held on Zoom at 7 p.m. The plan would need zoning board approval. The Quincy Planning Board will be reviewing proposals for four large housing developments at their meeting on Wednesday at 5:30 on Zoom. There are proposals for new housing developments on Washington Street, Billings Street, Willard Street, and a large mixed-use development in Wollaston Center. The Bar Association of Norfolk County will hold a free legal clinic at the Quincy Courthouse tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Attorneys experienced in all areas of the law will be available for confidential consultations. The Quincy Veterans Council will hold a ceremony to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor today. The ceremony is set for 10 a.m. in the Veterans section of Mount Wollaston Cemetery. A collation will be held after the ceremony at the American Legion Post 95 on Washington Street. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV News Update for Tuesday, December 7th.